So, I'm sitting in my office in Gordon Square, and I'm Julia Bell. I'm the course director of the MA in Creative Writing here at Birkbeck. And I'm sitting with Kit Dewal, who has very generously donated the Kit Dewal Scholarship to Birkbeck to encourage writers from disadvantaged backgrounds to apply to study for an MA in Creative Writing. Kit is also a very successfully published author in her own right. Her first novel, My Name is Leon, was published in June this year. She was born in Birmingham to an Irish mother and a Caribbean father and has worked for 15 years in criminal and family law. She's also won the Bridport Flash Fiction Prize, the Leeds Literary Reader's Choice Prize, the Costa Short Story Award, amongst many others. And her book, My Name is Leon, which if you haven't read, you should, is her first book. But I really want to know today, Kit, why you decided to set up a scholarship.
Because I did an MA when I was 51, 52, and I'd never been to university. I left school when I was 15, and I always wanted to know more about literature, to study literature, never got the chance to. So when I went to do an MA when I was 51, I loved it and I got a lot out of it. I learned the craft of writing. I learned to find a way to say what I wanted to say. And I wanted someone else to have that opportunity. And I know how difficult it is to afford to go to university, especially now. And I thought, what better way to do it than give someone from my background, marginalised background, the opportunity to do something that they would never be able to do themselves, and to be able to find their voice and learn about the craft of writing as I had.
It's been a fantastic experience, this whole scholarship, setting up the scholarship, and we now have our first Kit Dewal scholar, Stephen Morrison Burke, as well as six other sort of runners-up who are also getting help and mentoring. And to see these voices emerging in the classroom, but also sort of through workshops, the mentoring that we're doing with them. But I wondered what you think diverse voices means to you, because I think on the back of this scholarship there's been quite a lot of attention about this idea that we need diversity in publishing.
Yeah, diversity is one of those words that I've begun to loathe, just because it's bandied around so much. It's, for me, diversity doesn't mean diversity, it means inclusion. It means that other people get to sit at the table, other people get to have their voices heard. And by other people, I mean all people, because diversity is not about the other, it's about everyone. And I think once you start saying it's the other voices, you're saying that there is somewhere a cohort of voices that do deserve to be published, and then there's the others. Or there are people that are celebrated and whose stories should be told, then there are others. I don't believe that. I believe that a better word for diversity is inclusion. It includes all of society. It includes the edges of society and the middle and the back end and the forgotten and the underplaces and the things we don't talk about. All of those people are included when we say publishing, when we say literature, when we say voices, and when we say stories, it includes everyone.
And why do you think there is this push at the moment for inclusivity, for including everybody, under the banner of diversity? What's going on?
I don't know. I have to say, I think it's great that we're having a resurgence, although at my age I've seen these resurgences come and go. I'm hoping that this time the lots of initiatives that are going on have teeth and have things at the end of it, have products and have books published that we can see and read, and that it makes a difference. I don't know why we are seeing more initiatives from, I mean, Hatchet have got something going on, Orion have got something going on, lots of different initiatives by different publishers to have diverse voices published. And recently, the bookseller did an article saying that one of the big publishing houses is actually going to look not at diversity of publishing, but diversity in the boardroom.
Yes.
And it makes a difference, and I do believe it will make a difference there. And I think we need both ends, though. I'm not saying start at the boardroom, because it may never come out of the boardroom, for one. It needs to be the boardroom, management, and the actual writers getting in and having access to the publishing industry.
My sense is that it's a structural problem in terms of how the publishing industry is organised, because it is very class-ridden,
yes.
I think, and very much in favour of a particular kind of privileged voice. And maybe we've just got used to hearing yes. that as the voice of society, rather than thinking that actually that only stands for one corner
Absolutely.
Of it.
And what we hear all the time is that publishers publish books for people that read them. So they publish the books that people buy. My answer to that is, you don't know who isn't buying books. And if you don't see yourself and your story represented over and over and over again, you may not buy books. You may be sick of reading about Downton Abbey, and you might want to read something about you, and actually there's nothing about me, so I'm not going to buy a book. And I think very much as now we have a lot of conversation going on about trans and being trans, and all of a sudden people are identifying as trans because we're okay to be able to be talking about it. So the same way as when we started talking about gay rights, people felt the confidence to come out and say, I'm gay, I'm trans, I'm different. And if we start talking about other people's stories and publishing other people's stories, those people will start reading them.
Yes, absolutely. So in order to kind of contribute to that publishing culture, our annual literary magazine, the Mechanics Institute Review, has got some funding from the Arts Council for the next 2 years to launch as a national literary magazine. So we're looking for submissions from all across the UK, from writers from diverse backgrounds. We really want to try and get the call for submissions out there. We want as many people as possible to submit work to this magazine, and hopefully to turn it into a kind of new kind of literary magazine where you really can hear those diverse voices collected together, so it's not just a monoculture of particular kinds of writers. So what would you say to the writer that's been sort of maybe doing something quiet for a long time, is perhaps a bit frightened of submitting their work? How would you encourage them to...
The first thing, and the most important thing for me, is value your voice, value your story. Because you haven't read anything like what you're writing, like the thing you're writing, don't be afraid to write that thing and send it out. Value your experience, value your voice, value where you come from, so that you can look at your work and say, this is good, this is important. I would also say, get any help you can. If you're in a writer's group, look at your manuscript, polish it up, submit it. Don't be afraid to submit it, because you will get some help in the editorial process to get your work to the stage it should be in. But most of all, do it and take a chance and get that thing that you're a little bit embarrassed by, have another look at it, work on it, and send it off.
Great. I think just one more question, which is about your own process in terms of your approach to publishing, because it took you a while to get your first book out there. What do you think got in the way, or for you? I mean, what was the process for you in that sending something out and being brave enough to show it? And
for me, I am a bit ballsy for a start, and I'm ambitious, and I just thought, I'm going to do this thing. So I sent off a lot of stuff to a lot of different competitions, a lot of different magazines. I got a lot of no's. I didn't let the no's interfere with what I wanted to do, which was to be published. And also, I was in writers' group. I learned the craft. I would show my work to people whose opinion I trusted. And when they said, it's a bit wordy, or it's not very good here, I wasn't afraid to take my work apart and put it back together again. But most of all, I took a chance. I just would send my work off, get the rejection, send it off somewhere else.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for talking to me today, Kate.
Thank you.